Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Josh Weller.
And I'm Alfie Brown.
And this
is Dirty Air.
Now we have to fucking talk about racing.
We're going to watch a car race, Michael.
It's when nerds try and be cool.
I think you've done brilliantly. Good podcasting.
He is Lance Fuckface Stroll.
Huge. What a week.
What a week to be an F1 fan.
What a week. What a mad week. Huge.
It was jam-packed.
A huge move. The biggest move or biggest news I've ever seen in Formula One. I think this is a game changer for the current status of the top tier teams.
It's going to completely recalibrate how we perceive Formula One.
Yeah. Because and all it takes is one person moving.
One person moving completely repaints the entire landscape of how we see Formula One.
And there is no, I don't think there's any other sport where one person who's not even, you know what I mean? Well, where one person moves and it changes the infrastructure of the entire sport.
Mm.
Does that, I don't think it's the same with football, is it?
I can't imagine that there is no one single person who possesses such an inherent charisma because of what they've done in the sport.
Mm. And someone who's been in the sport for so long.
So long. Like, for as long as I can remember, they've been a part of the sport.
This is huge. Like, I haven't slept since this news dropped.
I've only slept. I've panic slept.
Yeah.
Because I was so excited. Do you know, have you ever seen those videos of people on roller coasters?
When they
and they just kind of
and
fall
they fall asleep. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
As soon as I heard the news, I just fell asleep.
Zonked out. This is so big. And obviously everyone's been talking about it.
You all know what, you know.
We all know what this is.
Yeah.
This is gigantic. This is the biggest Formula One news that I have seen in my time.
Do you think people have guessed where we're going with this yet?
Nico Hülkenberg
is moving
to Kick Sauber. Did we have you going? Did we get you?
Probably
you thought,
for the first 1 minute.
Because they thought we were going to say something else, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Nico Hülkenberg theory. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay. What?
Well, he's moving from Haas mm-hmm. to Sauber. Which
Audi?
I learned that the other day are different teams, aren't they? Because you could be confused for just kind of confusing them
This is why people hate us.
Yeah. Me.
You. Yeah, yeah.
You're a proper F1 fan. I'm your friend.
You're a fair weather fan. Yeah.
I am. I think I'm here. My job on this podcast is to tell Formula One off.
Yeah.
For being like, I am the voice of reasonable people who are not like embedded in the Formula One world.
Mm-hmm.
I am l'étranger. I am the outsider. I look into Formula One and I comment on its inherent sort of ridiculousness.
Yeah, you're the fringe Nico Rosberg of Formula One, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I think Nico Rosberg provides us with that at the moment. He's look, we did a poll last week. Should Nico Rosberg be a full-time commentator? Mm. And I would say it was a resounding no.
That's such a shame. Which I think
I'd like to overturn that. I think Nico was great. Okay, so he's currently Nico Hülkenberg is currently 13th in the WDC, right?
Yeah, WDC.
Yeah.
Ooh,
look at me with 4 points.
Yeah.
Right. There's only one driver below him with a point before mm-hmm. all the drivers have no points.
Okay.
Right. And that's K Mag with 1 point. Mm-hmm. Right. And above him is Oliver Bearman with 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
And Nico Hülkenberg has moved to with a long-term contract, I believe.
A long-term
which
contract.
Which they're my favorite types of contracts.
Yeah.
Because short-term ones aren't as good, are they?
He's going to Sauber, which is a big deal, I'm told.
Kick
Sauber.
Sauber, yeah. Everyone's very excited about everyone's very excited about them becoming Audi.
When are they becoming Audi, Josh?
2026.
For the new reg changes.
The regs.
So essentially what they're doing here is they're prepping their all-star lineup for 2026.
Mm.
He's
a first draft pick.
The most exciting F1 seems to be F1 that is happening years from now.
Yeah.
Like everything that there is to be excited about.
How do you think Nico got the news? And do you think, you know, you hear those stories like, oh, Steven Spielberg called me and I picked up my phone and they went, hey, it's Steven Spielberg. And I went, come on, who is it really? But he was offering me a role in Saving Private Ryan. Mm. And I thought it was a joke and I put the phone down. Do you think Nico did that when Audi called?
You know, this is Nico Hülkenberg.
Hey, Nico, it's
Audi. They probably didn't mean to call him. And they just went, oh, fuck. Yeah, no, of course we know it's you. Yeah. We know it's you. Fuck!
Yeah, you know,
oh my God, this is not Carlos Sainz's number. Yeah, of course we knew it's you. I pressed the wrong fucking thing, didn't I? Yeah, anyway, we'd love you to come on board. I can't believe we're hiring a driver out of embarrassment.
Is there any other sport where the phrase a safe pair of hands gets used as much as this?
When a football team is plummeting towards relegation,
mm-hmm.
They might sack their manager and employ a safe pair of hands.
Just so they don't get relegated.
Yeah, see them through, to steer the ship in a more safe direction.
It's very interesting that he's a safe pair of hands in F1, because that must mean that all Audi want to do is finish just outside the points.
But if they provide him with a top tier car, maybe.
But they won't. This is not going to happen. My theory is like there's two reasons why everyone's talking about Hülkenberg and Audi, which is that and I don't want to be too negative, but I think this current season isn't the most exciting season. It's not the most boring season, but it's not the most exciting season.
Mm. So the second most boring season.
Okay.
Last year was the most boring season.
Yes. And I think this year we've got I think we've built this story up so that we have something to talk about, right?
Yeah.
And the other reason I think that everyone's so excited about Audi or talking about Audi is because people think Carlos is going there and everyone loves Carlos. So nobody wants to go, oh, he's moving Carlos from Ferrari to a terrible, not terrible team, but there's no way Kick Sauber are going to change their name to Audi and suddenly be good. Mm. They're going to take 5 or 6 years developing that car, understanding the car and learning about the package that they have and really understanding the car.
But I think rather than try and understand the car, they need to try and forget the car and just make a new car. And they could already be making a new car.
Yeah.
They could already be testing, developing, if they have smarts. I'm not sure. I don't know what the situation at Sauber is. Obviously, it's not like they've got the best car in the world. It's not like they've got the worst either. I'm not sure about they have a relationship with Ferrari, don't they? So their facilities won't be so shit that it's unbelievable. When Red Bull took Jaguar, and they got their old factory and whatnot, it was all cobwebs and falling apart and kind of fallen to shit. And they took about 5 or 6 years to develop, modern, up to standard infrastructure at the team that helped them become what they are now. We don't know what state Sauber, Audi are in. So we don't know how long it will take. And we also don't know how much development they're doing away from the Sauber garage right now. It's hard to say, isn't it?
I think Aston Martin are the best and nearest example that we can compare them to of going like, okay, here's a huge cash injection from Daddy, right? Daddy's gone, we need a wind tunnel. Let's build it. We need great catering. Build it. Get it done.
Yeah.
And he's gone, we need the best drivers. get me that two-time world champion from 10 years ago and get me my boy.
We need the best driver.
Yeah.
And my son.
And I think that their increase in performance is really, if we're being honest, how much better Aston Martin from Racing Point or Force India? How much better are they really in the last 6 years? And they're doing good. They've improved, but they haven't been improved to a point where they're challenging for wins. So that's how much time I think we need to give Audi. By which point, Hülkenberg will be 52 years old.
But can you say that they... It's hard to say that Aston Martin aren't where they should be, or that they're not challenging for wins yet, because nobody's challenging for wins except the team that wins all the time. So like, it's an unprecedented time period. So you can't judge them by the standards of what you would perceive success after a big cash injection to be. Like, usually you'd make that big cash injection, you'd expect within this time frame to be challenging to win races.
Okay.
But I would say if Red Bull were a normal championship winning team,
yeah,
if they were at a normal level with
Red Bull, what do you mean?
Did I just say?
Yeah. Do you mean Kick Sauber?
No, I mean Red Bull.
Oh, okay.
If they were competing with Red Bull, if Aston Martin were competing with a normal world championship winner that wasn't dominating in quite the absurd way that Red Bull are, then they would be winning races.
Do you think Hülkenberg was their first call? Do you think he was like the first draft pick, or do you think they just...
Who would you have gone for first?
I would have gone with... Well, there's probably like at least 10 other drivers I would have gone to first.
There's probably exactly 10 other drivers.
I mean, who's better, Lance or Nico? Let's be honest. Who's better?
Nico.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Lance has a provably, like objectively better car. Whereas Alonso's not getting any podiums in a Haas, is he?
No.
But Hülkenberg and Lance have sort of fairly equivalent race finishes over the course of the last couple of seasons, don't they? So you have to say that Lance is performing similarly to Hülkenberg in a vastly superior car. And therefore you could only really deduce that Hülkenberg is the vastly superior driver. And it's safe pair of hands thing. I think what they need, it's the easy thing to box off. We need a dependable, solid, pliable, willing second driver. And he is everybody. I remember when he, do you remember that wet German Grand Prix where Hülkenberg was, he was going to podium in Germany and everybody was losing their bollocks about it. And then it was wet and he drove into a wall. But everybody was saying of Hülkenberg at that point, everybody said he could have been a contender. I know they say about that about a lot of people, but they actually only say it about 5 to 7 drivers on the grid at any one time, which is probably true. Like, in the right car, they could have challenged for a world championship. You believe that about various drivers on the grid, Danny and Hülkenberg. So he'll be a willing second driver at a top team.
It reminds me of, do you remember when Lindsey Buckingham got kicked out of Fleetwood Mac?
Like it was yesterday.
Yeah, and they replaced him with Neil Finn from Crowded House. A safe pair of hands.
A safe pair of hands.
Neil Finn, very much a number two driver compared to Lindsey Buckingham's amazing guitar finger picking.
Did he take the weather with him? Was that part of the deal?
I wonder if they added that to the set list. It reminds, but it could be, they could come out of the gate swinging. Everyone thought Bon Jovi were finished, didn't they?
Yeah.
In around 95, mm-hmm. when they did Keep the Faith. And then they came back with Bow Bow. Remember that one?
Yeah.
This ain't a song by the broken hearted.
You bow, too as well. Bow. Everybody thought it was over. And then suddenly,
hello, hello, Donde está?
No, the one before is the one where I see it as Beautiful Day is the one where they kind of like, they reinvented themselves for a couple of albums and then they were shit again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, predictions for Audi 2026? Should we make some predictions now for two years' time?
Well, it'd be nice to come back to it. We'll have stopped. Well, the podcast would have finished a year ago by the time that Audi become a team, weren't they?
Well, Andretti Cadillac have added 60 UK staff members to their team. Andretti Cadillac. That's the name of their team. Andretti Cadillac.
What's Andretti? Andretti is a brand of...
It's an American car.
And Cadillac is also a brand of car.
I think they own Cadillac.
Okay, great.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But they've added 60. They've got 60 people now in the UK, which is, I would imagine, what Red Bull have in catering.
Does that mean that, like, brands of car can change their name if they own it? So Mercedes could be called Smart.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Smart made the chassis, they'd be Mercedes Smart, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a kind of good... That would be quite good for Monaco. Maybe Smart could make the Monaco car. And just be smaller so it can do more overtaking.
I'm 100% on board with that.
And me too. Why have Andretti employed all these people?
Because they are going, no, we're real. We're a real team. Please have us. Look, it would solve so many Formula One problems if there was an 11th team.
And...
Because we'd get two... It sounds obvious, but we'd get 22 drivers.
Right.
I'm all in on that.
Right.
What I would do is I'd get Logan as, in the way that Audi have employed Nico Hülkenberg, I would call up Logan Sargeant and go, buddy, do you want to race for an American team? Another American? And he, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. And then Latifi. I'd bring back Latifi. Logo.
And Gotifi.
And Gotifi, yeah.
Okay, but the FIA won't let May Bay, or let May Bay May, so let May say. They've said that there can be no 11th team.
Yes.
But Andretti have put their fingers in their ears and gone, la 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 la, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
At some point.
But you can buy your way in to this sport.
If the last few years have taught us anything.
Yeah. It's that money's the golden ticket, isn't it? Really.
Mm.
They can just, you know, they can grease Mohammed bin Sulayem, and I'm sure they can grease Dominicale.
Well, it's all up in the air. So, and Andretti would want to come in at what point? Do we know?
Well, they want to come in for 2026.
Okay.
For the reg changes.
The changes
of reg.
Also, a quick question that I was wanting to clear up for our listeners. How many miles an hour advantage did DRS give you? Because they never mention it during the race. So I just think it'd be good to get that nailed down now.
I have a question for you. Should Lance stay in F1?
No.
Do you think he's going to have a seat next year?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to have a seat when the reg changes come for the changes of reg?
Yeah.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
You think he's grandfathered in? He's fathered in.
The PR machine is working too hard. No, he's actually brilliant at telling us why the car's shit.
I would like to see at the Miami race this week, I would like to see like an apology. I'd like to see Lance apologize to Daniel, like give him a present or something.
Mm.
You know? Interestingly, they've introduced there's a new camera coming into Formula One.
Oh.
Which is the rear wing camera.
Okay.
So there's a rear,
A camera facing backwards.
As of the Spanish Grand Prix.
Okay.
Which I find in itself quite amusing that they don't just put it in straight away. It's like when you call up a mechanic and they're like, yeah, I could fit you in for the Spanish Grand Prix.
Do you think they're waiting for Quick Fit to have some availabilities?
Well, I know this. I know that Max Verstappen will not be the person with that rear camera because that would be fucking boring, wouldn't it?
But Max Verstappen's rear camera is the only one worth watching.
What?
You can see the whole race.
You can't see 13 seconds behind him.
No. Maybe they get a really good camera for his one.
So you think Lance is going to stay?
Do you think that Daddy is going to destroy his boy? Do you think, like Abraham with Isaac, he's going to go to the top of the mountain with his boy and sacrifice him to Christ?
I think what you said last week that he might fund a move for his son.
Yeah, I like that theory.
I think he might go to Williams. He could go to Haas. He could go to Audi if they have a death wish.
Yeah.
But I just...
He won't go to Audi now. Not if Hülkenberg's going to Audi.
Yeah, that's true. They've already got a Lance Stroll, haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. And it's a better Lance Stroll.
Never been on the podium, Nico.
No, but...
Is that a safe pair of hands?
Well, he gets points in shit cars.
Yeah.
He outperforms the car.
Yeah.
If you look at Magnussen, he's like... And he's gone from Williams. You're going to get loads of points at Williams? No. He's been to Force India. You're going to get loads of points at early Force India? No. You're going to get loads of points at Sauber, where he was next? No. Back to Force India? No. Renault? No. Racing Point again? No. Aston Martin, when they were shit? No.
In the first season of Drive to Survive, he is the first character introduced to the first ever episode, I believe.
In the Drive to Survive universe?
Yeah, in the Drive to Survive universe. He goes to a school, doesn't he? And the kid goes, how many races have you won? And he's like, none. It's interesting now that even Drive to Survive have gone like, yeah, don't worry about... Like, I haven't seen him in Drive to Survive for a minute.
I feel like we are going to have a... Like, you know how the MCU, the Marvel Comic Universe, mm-hmm. Thanos, like, destroyed... Like half of everybody, spoiler. Sure. And then, they had to defeat this guy who was essentially trying to disrupt or commit like a universe level kind of genocide. And now the Marvel Comic Universe has finished that storyline and it's got to create a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see, like, we need our new story. We're done with this part of the Marvel Comic Universe or the FIA universe. We need to go into the next. Maybe that's what the reg changes are. When were the last reg changes?
After 2021.
Okay, so Max won the last champ. Won, inverted commas. The
he
last
won it.
What?
He won it fair and square.
Right. okay.
Stop giving him a hard time. Get over it. God, you're such a crying Shamilton fan. Look at you.
Shamilton?
Is that what they call him?
I don't know.
Max won it. And you Brits just can't accept the fact that your boy is washed. Lewis is washed.
Shamilton.
I think Lewis should go to Audi. That would be funny if he just skipped Ferrari. What do you think of the blue Ferrari clothes? I thought they were going to have a blue car.
Is it just blue clothes?
It's just blue clothes.
Why? What's the special
occasion?
Because
the Blue Man Group are the...
Are they doing the national anthem?
They must be. The Blue Man Group are at every fucking race. Who at the Blue Man Group... Who are they sleeping with at F1 that they're at, that the Blue Man Group are just the in-house entertainment at every race?
Yeah, I wonder who at F1 was sort of sexually aroused by the idea of Smurfs and now has employed the Blue Man Group to sate this corrupted perversion in their soul.
Okay, let's get to the real Formula One news. Adrian Newey.
Yeah.
Has allegedly... See, this is the thing with F1 as well, is I don't know whether this news is official. Sky Sports said, oh yeah, he's said that he wants to leave.
What?
Yeah, he wants to leave Red Bull.
He wants to leave Red Bull?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he want to do that? They're the best team.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
So explain that to me.
Well, there's lots of different versions of the story in the press.
Mm.
Some have said that there's a power struggle going on at Red Bull.
A power struggle?
Which I don't believe.
Between who?
Between Christian Horner.
Yeah, who wants power.
And the world.
And the world, who also wants a little bit of power,
and
if
Jos
it's possible,
Verstappen.
Christian. He wants power.
And Adrian's like, ugh, I just want to...
He wants power trains.
Yeah, I just want to make cars that go quickly.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with all this extra PR nonsense. So apparently he's tried to leave, and Red Bull today have turned around and gone, well, you can't leave till 2027, actually, because there's a line in your contract that says that you can't. So even if you want to, you're stuck here, which does sound quite Red Bull-y.
It does sound a little bit Red Bull-y.
Yeah.
It sounds Red Bullish.
It sounds bullish.
It
we
sounds
go.
Bullish. Red Bullish. If you'd like.
Okay, let's discuss. Where is he going to go? Because he could go anywhere.
Ferrari.
There is no, like, he's more desired than Nico Hülkenberg. He's more desired than Max Verstappen.
Right.
I would argue...
You're giving us both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who would... And I mean, really, who would you want in your team? Lewis Hamilton or Adrian Newey?
Now, here's the thing about Adrian Newey, is that he said, I want to leave Red Bull. And they've said, well, you've got a contract that ends like at the end, till the end of 2025. Mm-hmm. And even then, you can't go to another team because we've got it written into your contract that you can't work for any of our competitors. So it will be sort of 2027 before you can actually make a significant impact on somebody else's team, which I was frustrated when Hamilton was joining Ferrari and we had to wait a year to see how that was going to pan out. Mm-hmm. Now we've got to wait till 2027. So I don't really believe that that's the case. I think this strikes me as people close to people leaking news. And I think that the only way that the news about Adrian Newey gets leaked is if Adrian or his wonderful wife, Amanda, leak the news themselves. And I think that's what's exciting about it, because they wouldn't leak it unless they knew that they could be working for somebody else in the near future. He is 65 years old. Mm. He's not going to be optimum energy levels for ages. He already looks like, when you see the pictures of him, he always looks like a kid who's like being forced to wear an outfit that he doesn't like. He's like bottom lip.
But he's live. He's in good shape, Newey.
Yeah.
He's live.
He is live.
He's got no fat. You know what I mean? He's a taut. Is that the right word? Taut?
I know, but he's been working at Red Bull for 20 years. 20
yeah, but
years.
He looks very aero ready, doesn't
yeah.
he? Newey looks like his cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing on there that's going to stop the
he's
air
not
resistance.
Even really bald. He just shaves his head like that he can go faster through the supermarket.
Like a swimmer.
Yeah. He's completely shaved.
But, apparently Aston Martin have offered him 100 million.
100 million?
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah, but that's not a lot in Formula One, is it?
Is it not? How much is he on at Red Bull?
But he'd have to go in as a consultant. And the other thing that's interesting is Red Bull haven't denied it.
Isn't he a consultant at Red Bull?
Helmut Marko is a consultant at Red Bull. Because when Helmut Marko was being all old and racist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing to do with that.
Christian Horner went, yeah, it's nothing to do with it. Sure, he's wearing the outfit and he's in every race. And Max Verstappen said if he leaves, that he'll leave. But he doesn't actually work for Red Bull.
Mm.
He's just sort of this old guy that just hangs out.
His fee isn't within the cost cap because he's just consulting.
But you say that Adrian Newey's not going to get any better. Helmut Marko is 109 years old. And he still shows up every weekend.
It's not about, it's about like,
you could
how
not,
old is Helmut Marko?
82.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
You couldn't get me on a plane every weekend at 82 years old.
I just mean, how long is Adrian Newey going to want to continue? And I think this is his chance for a final project, a little swan song, a farewell tour, and a little opportunity, as I've mentioned before, for him to say, you know how Red Bull were the best team ever?
And then I'm, yeah.
Me, I did that. In a Braun-esque move.
Mm. You're obsessed with a Braun-esque move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You mention this every week.
I know.
That's your...
This is what we talk about.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It is. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it.
There you...
It's just... I'm trying to will it into existence.
Okay.
Because I find the idea of Braun being at Ferrari and then going, it was me, you know.
A Braun-esque move is your Green Power Ranger, isn't it?
Mm.
There was the five of them, and then this one guy just showed up with his little whistle, kicked ass, and then disappeared, and then came back as the White Ranger.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's play some bets now. Let's assume he's not going to retire.
Okay.
Because he's been seen having a good time with Ferrari. He was racing his Ferrari this weekend.
He's not going to retire. If he was going to retire, then we would have heard that he's going to retire, but we didn't. We heard that he's going to resign from Red Bull. You don't leak the news that you're going to resign from Red Bull. And they go, well, what are you going to do now? Go, I don't know, golf or something.
It's going to be awkward for Max and everyone showing up in Miami this week, and they have to just be like, hey, Adrian, so... Is it happening?
Think if there's any team that's going to be used to dealing with awkward conversations in the paddock, it's going to be Red Bull.
And Red Bull haven't denied it either, have they? They haven't said it's not true. And Red Bull are very quick to say things aren't true,
even when they are.
Yeah.
They've said that he has a contract,
mm.
and to which he would sort of respond, I know, I resigned from it.
Mm.
If I didn't have a contract, I would simply just not work here anymore. That's what resigning is. Because I resign. You've got a contract. I know. That's what I resign from.
Mm.
I resign. You can't. It's just, it's complete nonsense on their part.
Okay, so let's assume that he's leaving. Where is he going? Because if Vasseur...
I'm interested to know where you'd like him to go.
Well, I think if Vasseur has managed to secure...
Mm.
He's not a Vasseuse.
He's a Vasseur.
if he's managed to lock in, I imagine Vasseur's first choice was Nico Hülkenberg.
Yeah.
But he's obviously now going to Audi.
Mm-hmm.
But if Vasseur has managed to get Leclerc, Hamilton and Newey, I mean, we are playing with fire at this point. I mean, that is...
He's such an unassuming looking gentleman.
I know.
Little tortoise looking fellow.
I know.
And suddenly...
With his noodle. Swimming with his noodle. And his little super soaker. I mean, what an amazing feat.
Why can't I see it being Mercedes?
Because they're a midfield team.
So are Aston Martin.
But everyone said, oh, Mercedes...
And I can see it being Aston Martin, but I can't see it being Mercedes. Why is that?
Everyone has said this week, oh, Mercedes have offered Max Verstappen an ambassador thing, and it's $150 million a year for him to go to Mercedes.
Yeah.
I don't think Max cares about money enough for that to be a thing. But also, that's never going to tempt Max Verstappen.
Because
he's in the winning team.
Mm.
So if Mercedes have got Newey, I could imagine them potentially getting Max.
But yes.
I don't believe that Mercedes are, I don't think they've got their shit together.
What I'd really love is for Ferrari to get Newey and Mercedes to get Verstappen and then Red Bull to get this new team of drivers together. And then we find out who it was all along. Who was the magic ingredient?
Mm.
Was it Vischer? What's his name? The guy at Red Bull who claimed credit for Adrian Newey's work and then his wife said, that's bullshit. who was that? What's his name? Vischer.
Yeah.
Some guy at Red Bull.
Yeah.
Who's high up. Sorry for being a Drive to Survive fan. And is it him? Is it him and Horner? Is it... Newey, or is it Verstappen?
Because it feels like Succession, doesn't it? Or like the Roman Empire at the moment, Red Bull.
Yeah.
They just feel like Horner's really trying to hold on to power and everyone else is like, I'm not sure about this. And he's like, no, it's me. I built this team. I came in with nothing. You were a soft drink company and I came in. I gave you Seb Vettel. I gave you Daniel Ricciardo. Forget about him. I gave you Mark Webber. Forget about him. I gave you David Coulthard, forget about him. And then I gave you Maximus Verstappenus.
And Albon and Gasly.
Yeah, and he's just sort of drinking out of his big gold cup and everyone's like, okay, Horner, just fuck off. It's not about you. It's about all the other people around you.
Well, it's going to be because of Horner that it will be Horner's being a bad dickhead.
Depending
on how you want to, like a bad man.
Yeah.
It's him being a bad person that is going to perhaps not be the reason why Newey leaves, but it will have catalyzed it.
Mm.
Like it will be the jumping off point for him going, I don't want to work with this dick anymore.
Yeah,
I don't like it. And whilst he may have always wanted to try his hand in another team, which I can imagine that he would have done.
Where do you think he's going to end up then?
Ferrari.
You think?
Yeah.
Not Aston Martin?
No.
And not Mercedes?
I think he's going to want to... There's the romance of Ferrari. There's the driver lineup at Ferrari, which I can't really imagine any other... Unless Red Bull replace Perez with, you know...
Behrman.
With Vettel. With Behrman. With
Daniel.
With what?
Daniel.
Ricciardo?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I can't imagine that them having as good a driver lineup in combination.
Yeah, I mean... Newey said that one of his two biggest regrets, the things that he wished had happened were that he'd never got to work with Alonso or Lewis.
Mm.
Who do you think has a championship left in them, if you're being honest with yourself? Do you think Alonso's got one left in him, or do you think Lewis has one left in him?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because from the way that they're driving, you'd say Alonso.
Yeah.
From their age, you'd say Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. And from their track record.
And from recency bias.
I'd like Lewis to get one more just for... Firstly, for 2021, you know, I'm not a Lewis fan. I'm an F1 fan. I would like Lewis to get one more just to balance, just as retribution.
Yeah.
Right. But I'd also like him to get one more just because a lot of people, it's funny that people talk about Hamilton like, oh no, he had the fastest car, he had the fastest package. Of course he was going to win. But no one really says that about Max. They go, oh, we're witnessing history. We're witnessing the best thing that's ever happened. We should stand in awe and appreciate Max Verstappen's dominance. And I would like Lewis to win one more just to go, he's probably quite a good driver now that he's got 8 world championships, surpassing Schumacher.
I kind of agree with you, but I think that it's just who you hear.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay. I want to play a little fun game with you before we wrap up the podcast, which
podcast.
Is the driver market is wide open, Alfie.
Is it wide open?
The driver market.
It's been energized, hasn't it?
It's been energized.
Energy surging through the driver market.
So I'm going to go through every teams that don't have a lineup confirmed.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me who you think is going to be in the teams next year.
Okay.
So let's start with Kick Sauber. Nico Hülkenberg,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be the second driver? Bottas, Zhou, somebody else? Wild card?
I think it'll be Zhou.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Bot's out?
I feel like the reason why I'm saying that is because of the Chinese market,
mm-hmm.
because youth, and because I'm not sure that, I think Bottas, if you said to Bottas, you're not an F1 driver anymore, and you go, okay, that's fine. I've been prepping for that for the last few years, obviously.
Okay.
It's his time. How old is he? 35, 36?
Hülkenberg?
No.
Bottas is like early, mid-30s, yeah.
Yeah, so he could carry on driving if he wanted to, but I'm not sure that he wants to.
Alpine. Hey now.
Who's confirmed? Either of
no
them?
One.
Either. I think they'll end up saying the same.
Yeah, I do as well, which is a bummer.
Yeah, but they're the new Haas. I just ignore it.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. AlphaTauri, Visa Cash App.
Okay.
Daniel Ricciardo and Yuki Tsunoda.
I think it'll be Yuki and Liam Lawson.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So that
Do you
leaves.
Not think
but,
so?
No, but that leaves Daniel and Bottas up for grabs in other teams.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Okay, Haas, both drivers are out of contract at the end of the year. Obviously, we know that Nico's leaving, but that leaves two seats wide open. Are they going to keep K-Mag?
No, I think they'll go for a new lineup. I think they've got they've had a year with this new team principal who seems to have gotten more energy out of the
car.
He's
really extracted more from the package.
He has. He understands the car.
Yeah, he does.
Mm. I think that they'll want to put his own stamp on it. Behrman, Kimi Antonelli's going to replace Logan Sargeant.
Yeah.
Oliver Behrman.
So you think Behrman's going to be in the Haas?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And then who's the second driver going to be? K-Mag?
No.
Bottas? Daniel?
Could be Botti.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like Bottas feels like a K-Mag upgrade, doesn't he?
Mm.
So I'm going to put Bottas in Haas.
I'm going to go with DJ Khaled.
Okay.
Because just think of the marketing of it.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that leaves us with Mercedes.
Mercedes is...
Carlos?
No.
No?
Maybe.
I'm going to go with Oscar the Grouch.
Okay.
Just think of the marketing.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to be at Mercedes? You don't think Carlos?
No, I for some reason don't see him. I don't...
Yeah, I think it's going to be Carlos Sainz.
Okay. You think it's going to be Carlos Sainz at Sauber?
At Mercedes.
At Mercedes, okay. Yeah.
I think he's done enough this year to prove his worth.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to fuck around with Audi because it's just going to take so long for them to challenge for anything.
Yeah, okay.
And it would also leave him without a seat next year, potentially. He's not going to go to Kick Sauber next year. That's maybe he will, but that would be a disaster.
It would be a shame, wouldn't it? Given that he's shown himself to be a top level.
That would be going from headlining the main stage at Reading to mm-hmm. doing the BBC introducing stage.
Yeah.
Third on at midday.
Mm.
It's not going to, I don't
Third
see that
Third on at midday.
Red Bull. Checo's out at the end of the year, potentially. Are they going to re-sign him or are they going to get Daniel? Are they going to get Bottas? Are they going to get Carlos? Who goes to Red Bull?
I'm conflicted between what I want, which is the most He's like, Lando is what I want.
Yeah.
Is who I want to go there.
Yeah.
Who I think will go there will just be, you know, drive bot 3000, fucking anyone. Somebody who isn't like pliable, like the best loser on the grid. That's what they go for, isn't it? The best loser. That's why, you know, Audi, who won a challenge, have gone for Hülkenberg. He is one of the best losers there
is. Yeah, they really broke Checo, Red Bull, in the last year. Because he's gone from going, I want a world championship, to actually not saying much of anything.
He just keeps quiet and looks like a chipmunk.
Yeah, they've got, it's like they're holding his family hostage.
Do you think that's how they get people in? They go, you could win a world championship here. You won't, but, you know, theoretically you could.
Oh, and then that leaves us with Williams. Two open seats. They're going to keep Albon.
They're going to keep Albon, and they're going to
and they should keep Albon.
Kimi in.
Do you not think Albon will go to Mercedes?
That'd be another good one. And also, he could go back to Red Bull. He was a Red Bull youth driver, so he could go back to Red Bull now that he's developed his mentality. And is an exciting and proven driver of high quality.
And Logan is allegedly out from the end of Imola, or from Imola, right? They're getting Kimi in.
Yeah.
I got some Kimi Antonelli tapes if you want to watch them. Ghostbusters 2. poor Logan. I feel for Logan if he's going.
Why do you feel for Logan?
It's just sad. I always want the loser to stay because it makes it more fun.
But you know, there's always going to be a loser.
Yeah, but
not quite as big a loser.
Yeah.
Not quite as consistent. Somebody who doesn't lose as consistently. He's very consistent. He's a very consistent
driver. He's a safe pair of hands.
Well, he's consistently an unsafe pair of hands.
Yeah.
But at least he's consistent.
I mean, it's not as good as when, do you remember the Russian Grand Prix where Gotifi took a wrong turn?
Yeah, that was
And just
good.
Went, I don't know what happened there. It's like, no, we all know what happened there.
He just drove the wrong way.
Yeah, that's why I would like my bang for my buck entertainment viewing that I get from it. It's so fun in the FPs when you just have all the drivers going, oh my God, that guy's an idiot. Oh my God. He's just getting in the way again. Him and Lance seem to be the two that everyone's like, it wasn't even looking where he was going.
Yeah.
Okay, let's prep for the Miami Grand Prix.
Hey, Mercedes and McLaren are bringing upgrades.
Really?
They're bringing upgrades.
Wow. The midfield team Mercedes.
Yeah. Yep. There's a big aero package and some engine changes to the McLaren car. And Mercedes, Toto Wolff, has just got an iPhone 15. So it's going to be a very exciting Miami, isn't it?
This is also the only race of the year where Logan Sargeant's in the middle of all the photos.
Surely there's three.
Oh, I mean, Texas and Vegas. Yeah, but they don't really, do they? For the other ones, they kind of let, because he's from Miami, isn't
he? Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's from Florida.
He's Floridian.
Ugh.
Where do you think Lance Stroll is going to finish?
12.
In Miami. Okay. Predictions for the race? What's the podders going to be?
I think that Max Verstappen will get his 7th pole in a row, equaling Lewis Hamilton's record.
Okay.
And then he will surpass it wherever we are next.
I've got some questions for you. I need a checklist, yes or no, whether we're going to have these things. I want to predict the pre-race celebrations that we're going to see in Miami. Okay. Women mermaids.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to come back?
I'd be disappointed if they didn't. I'd be disappointed if they didn't, yeah.
Okay. The fake Marina. Yeah, actually, my name's Marina.
Listener, if you can tell us the reference that Josh just made, I will be very impressed. And there will be a free dirty air, I don't know.
Whatever.
What do we have? Hat.
Tote
mug,
bag. Yeah.
Tote bag. We do have tote bags.
Actually, a fake Marina.
Mm-hmm. So yes, for the first person to message Josh with where that's from and identify that reference correctly.
Wins a prize. Okay, will we get the fake Marina?
Yeah, I think we'll get everything that we had last year and more.
Do you think we'll get fireworks almost shooting down a helicopter like we did in Texas?
That, I think, will not be the case. No, okay. I think they'll have learned their lesson in that regard. And that's probably something they want to avoid, isn't it?
Last year we had Will.i.am fake conducting and LL Cool J. Who is going to be doing that this year? Because they can't get LL Cool J back, can they?
I think it will be...
Will.i.am will be there for sure, dressed as a robot or whatever he does.
I'd quite like them to go, like, if they're going to do old school, like, pioneers of rap.
Run DMC.
Cypress Hill.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Insane in the chicane.
That's very good and very quick. Well done, Josh.
It's not going to be Cypress Hill, but...
No, it's not going to be Cypress Hill, but that's who I would like to see do it. What you asked.
I think it's going to be maybe Shakira.
Okay.
But they've got to bring out the drivers in that sort of NFL way that they do, that all the drivers hate.
That's the thing, is somebody whose first hit was 20 years ago. It's always somebody whose first hit was at least 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's the way F1 operates, yeah.
Because it's for... We are the youngest F1 fans that there are.
Yeah. People go, who's Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
In Formula, we've got Dua Lipa. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, so it's going to be Nelly Furtado.
Turn off the lights. And it's lights out.
Lights out!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn off the lights! Yeah. Turn off the lights!
Max
down, till you see all my dreams.
Max is like a bird. Watch him drive away.
Very nice.
Okay, I don't think it's going to be any of that. Would it be Will Smith? Has he paid his dues? Is he back now?
I hope not.
I hope it's Will Smith.
I hate that guy.
He's the soundtrack of Miami.
Well, yeah, he wrote a song called it, yeah.
Yeah, him and Jos Verstappen could do an improvised slapping thing, couldn't they?
Yeah, Sean Penn is who I'd like to see host it. He has the right blend of, like, charm and violence.
Oh, well, last year we had
Conor
McGregor.
Oh,
didn't we?
God.
So he's going to be back with Haas.
With Haas?
He was a guest at Haas last year.
I wouldn't have taken that if I was... I would have expected Conor McGregor to go, no.
Yeah.
Not Haas.
Yeah, but they went, okay, Conor.
He doesn't know anything about Formula One, does he? So he's just like, yeah, great.
You've been invited to the Formula One race, Conor McGregor. Yeah, okay. Which team? Haas. Okay. Which one are they? He goes, well, that doesn't really matter. Don't worry about that. He goes, are they winners? Because I'm a winner. And they go, they compete every race. There's only 10 teams. So they're one of the best teams in the world. And then Conor McGregor went, okay, but will there be cocaine? And they went, absolutely. And he went, yeah, great. I'll go.
Is Orlando coming?
Yeah. I'm really excited about Miami for all the kind of wrong reasons.
Yeah, I'm going to watch as much as I can, yeah. I think
it's going to be a really fun weekend.
Especially what's after Liverpool's season is so in the toilet that F1 is really my primary focus for fun for the foreseeable future.
I can't wait to see how sort of sticky it is, you know, and gross and sweaty.
It's going to be really disgusting. It's going to be everything that people say is wrong with Formula One. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a grotesque and ornate display of wealth. It's going to be the worst kind of celebration of global inequity that we know. And it's everything we love about
F1. Bring it on.
Who's going to come second?
Sergio. It's going to be everything. It's going to be everything you don't want it to be.
Yeah,
it's going to be Max.
Who won the first Miami Grand Prix? Max won both.
I can't see it being anything different, sadly. I think it would be Max, Checo, and either Carlos, Charles, or Lando. Probably not Charles, because he's having a bit of a shit year, isn't he? Poor guy.
Mm.
More focus on your racing. Stop worrying about ice cream. Yeast. Jeez,
what is this,
Charles?
Ice cream?
Join us next week. I'm very excited to watch the race and immediately do a podcast. It's going to be fun. Also, I have a show before the race on Sunday in London. If you're in London, come to my work in progress show at the Bill Murray.
Amazing.
This Sunday the 5th at 3:30 p.m.
Wowzers.
So come watch me and then we can all watch the race together.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, Josh. My tour is available to buy tickets for on alfiebrown.com. Josh is previewing?
Previewing, yeah. Just trying some new jokes.
You're just trying some new jokes out on Sunday, so go and see that. And then watch the Miami Grand Prix. Not that you needed any convincing to do that, listener. And we will be there on Monday to unpack all of the issues and events of the race, as we always are. Twas ever thus.
I can't wait.
You'll have to.
I know. I'm Josh Weller.
And I'm Alfie Brown.
And this
was Dirty Air.
Nico Hulkenberg. Nico Hulkenberg. Nico Hulkenberg, Nico Hulkenberg.
He's a backmarker driver who scores points from time to time.
Say what?
He's never been on the podium and is driving well, it's fine.
So everybody go,
Nico Hulkenberg, Nico Hulkenberg.
He's German.
Nico Hulkenberg, Nico Hulkenberg, Nico!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.